We're looking at Corcovado, phrase by phrase, starting with the first phrase. It's in 2-4 time and it starts on beat 2. 1-2-1. Again, 1-2-1. I hope you can hear the beat I'm playing there. I'm tapping the beat anyway in the background. Okay, the next phrase, which starts at bar 13, is as follows. 1-2-1. Again, 1-2-1. Okay, the next phrase, which I take to start at bar 21 and lasting until bar 20, the end of bar 28, is as follows. 1-2-1. Okay, I'll do that again. 1-2-1. Alright, the next phrase begins at bar 29 as follows. 1-2-1. No. 1-2-1. Okay, I'll do that again. So it's 1-2-1. Okay, the next phrase starts at bar 37. Let's give this a shot. So it's 1-2-1. Okay, I think I got that right. I'll try it again. So it's 1-2-1. Makes sense. Okay, so let's take all that to be right so far, and we're now looking at the coda section at the bottom of page 57 going into 58. All right, let's give this a shot. So it's one, ignoring that tie. Actually, there's a dal segno there, you may have noticed. Dal segno, bar at the end of bar 48, dal segno, which takes you back to someplace. Not sure where, I'll have a quick look. Must be the first page. That's interesting, I don't see a segno. Do you see a segno? No, I don't see a segno anywhere. Well, maybe it's just going back to the beginning, I can't figure out right now. But anyway, fact is there's a coda. And there'll be an instruction to take you to the coda at some point. So we're going to start the coda on beat 2, ignoring that first note, which is a tie from some previous place that is unknown at the moment. But anyway, this coda starts on beat 2 with a triplet. So let's have a go at it. It's 1-2-1. So far, so good. That's just the introduction, isn't it? I've just realized. It's exactly the same, I think. Note for note, do it again. One, two, one. Then it's. It finishes on that. And then a pause on the. Right, we're done.